Hi, I'm Maxine Margot Rubin, and welcome to the Many Shades of Green, a program that mixes green into the conversation as we hope to inform and inspire you to raise your eco-consciousness. My host this week is, co-host is Brian Horowitz. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Max.
Anyway, our guest this week is Barrett Silver, founder and president of Silver Lining Solar, which works to provide solar energy to local businesses and nonprofits in the New York metro area. He has worked in the industry for over 10 years. So, Barrett, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Maxine. It's really nice.
Well, you're a solar expert, and we've had people on the show doing solar, but you impress me in many ways in terms of your passion about it and your knowledge, you know, which is
put
really...
Put your seatbelt on.
Put your seatbelt, because we're...
Yeah, She's raising the bar on you, Barrett. That's how we're starting.
So...
Okay.
Is there, do you have an example of something that's in Westchester County or Rockland right now?
Yeah, so we're working on a project right now in Rockland County. It's on a Jewish day school, and it's going to be 171 kilowatts when the project's completed, and that's going to offset 87% of that school's electric usage. And it's also going to model an environmental positive for the entire community, as well as the students in the school. And the other thing that's a little crazy about it is that the way things are set up right now with respect to the solar incentives anyway, most of the benefits go to those who have what I call a tax appetite. So that means not only are they tax-paying entities, but they owe a lot in their tax bill.
Mm-hmm. So 30% of the cost is reimbursed? Is that how it works?
30% of the cost counts as a tax credit.
Hmm. And that's for any commercial business?
Or? Yeah, and that's a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. It's okay. Not a deduction.
Okay.
That's
significant.
That's only part of it. I mean, the other part of it is that in addition to that, you can depreciate the value of the solar investment. And instead of taking it over the full lifetime of the system, which could easily be 25 or 30 years, because the systems do last that long, you can... do the tax depreciation over 5 years. And
like it was a computer, same kind of electronics, same idea.
Right? And even better, there's bonus depreciation in the first year. Mm-hmm. So you can actually depreciate half of the basis, which is 85% of what you spent, in the first year. So that goes straight to the bottom line.
Okay. Is there an average time frame that you would see a business recoup its entire investment?
Yeah, we've seen... payback ranges from 4 to 6 years for straight cash purchases.
Wow. And the business or the investor owns all the equipment. It's not a lease thing. It's not a...
So that's always an option. And if the commercial entity can swing it, we always encourage them to go that direction. They can pay cash. They have the tax appetite. It's kind of like almost, I hate saying it, but a no-brainer. What we most commonly find is that they haven't, budgeted a few $100,000 for a solar energy system, and they probably don't have that kind of cash lying around anyway. So that's why we're in a unique situation at Silver Lining Solar where we can actually offer to finance our own systems. And because of that, we can offer power purchase agreements where there isn't a need to come up with any out-of-pocket cash investment, and yet there's significant savings from the beginning of the operation of the system.
That's pretty good.
So it's a compelling solution.
I mean, for A, B, and C. I mean, if I called you and said, okay, I'm a business in Westchester, I want to do this. What would you tell me first off?
Do you own your building?
Yes, I do. What's the next question?
Would you mind sharing some of your electric bills with us?
I would have no problem with that.
Okay, so then that's when we get the ball rolling, and. Okay. And then we'll come out, we'll do a site survey, get a sense of what will physically fit on your roof. We'll do a preliminary solar design. We'll model it against what your electric bills look like. We'll come up with some options. Look at a cash purchase if that's in the cards for you. Look at a power purchase agreement if there's a possibility there. We have some really creative minds working on, I think, unique financing solutions that we've already been able to make some interesting deals work that might not otherwise have penciled out. And we'll sit down together and take a look at the numbers and see what makes sense.
And there's incentives from the state as well? Is this all rolled
into
that package?
In New York State, we have upfront rebates that are still available. In New Jersey, there's SREX.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
So an SREC is a solar renewable energy certificate, and it's a way of creating a marketplace for the renewable aspect of the solar installation. Now I think we're waking up to the idea that we're in a new world. We have to prepare for storms and resilience, and part of the answer to that is renewables. And in order for that to work successfully, can't be fighting it every, you know, tooth and nail along the way. So I think that's starting to change.
Cool.
Pretty good.
Seeing a downside.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a downside either.
The downside is called night.
Right.
You bring up nighttime, so obviously no one's going to be disconnected from the grid at this point.
That's
supplemental.
Right. You stay connected to your utility. You're still going to be receiving electricity from the grid. Every night it goes back to the way it was.
We're wrapping it up. Where can people get information about Silver Lining?
We're at silverliningsolar.com on the web or at 914-238-8711.
Great. Thanks for joining us for the Many Shades of Green.